little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So our next topic is depression. And we're going to ask some red flag questions relating to depression. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So some red flag questions related to depression. It's hard to be very kind of prescriptive and in this, it's going to vary enormously according to the information the patient's given you, but we'll have a bash at this anyway. When did all of this start?
Probably a few months ago, doctor.
And what do you think might be behind all of this?
Well, I've been trying to put my finger on it. I don't know. I've never really liked my job.
Can I just ask you something that might be quite personal, might be quite difficult for you to talk about, but some people find that losing a parent or experiencing abuse or something quite dreadful could be an original trigger for this. Has anything like that ever happened to you, perhaps?
No, I mean, I've been quite lucky, really. Like I say, I've just got no enthusiasm for my job, but then I've never really liked it. I'm just kind of doing it, and then I wonder, why have I not got the ability to go out there and get something better?
Would you mind giving me a score out of 10 for your mood? A score of 10 would mean that you couldn't be happier, and a score of 0 would mean that you would be planning to walk out of here today and kill yourself, no matter what I did or we did together to help you today.
Oh, at the minute, I was probably in the middle, maybe 5.
Okay. It'd be helpful for me to ask you if you have any less than helpful habits, habits that might be linked with depression. Perhaps I could ask you about your relationship with alcohol, for example.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't drink a lot, really. I don't think, usually just Saturdays or social things.
What about recreational drugs?
No.
Or any other substances?
No.
Or perhaps even any painkillers or sedatives that we prescribe for you? Or anything from health food shops?
Well, I do get quite a lot of Cocodamol because of my back pain.
I wonder, because quite a lot of people do take a lot of codeine because it makes them feel calmer, and sometimes maybe we're dealing more with emotional pain rather than physical pain sometimes. Could that apply to you, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I've had this back pain now for quite a few years, but I guess I've not been very happy in my job for quite a few years.
Before we decide to help you now, can I also check, have you ever been particularly high in your mood or overconfident?
No, not really.
Does bipolar disease or manic depression run in your family at all?
No.
And can I check, would you say that food dominates your life at all?
Food, no.
No, okay. So some additional questions that might apply to people where there is concern regarding their eating habits and whether you think that they might have an eating disorder. But we're now going to turn to the safety netting for somebody with depression who's... we've decided that we're going to put them, or they've decided that they would like to try using medication for depression.
So these tablets, which are part of a group called SSRIs, do usually help to make you less anxious and improve your mood quite quickly. However, there's a small risk that the tablets can make you very worked up or agitated initially. And if this does happen, stop them straight away and get on the phone and let us know and we'll have a chat. There is also a very small risk of suicidal thoughts being triggered. If so, contact us urgently, and I will give you the crisis team number as well, because they would be there 24 hours a day. With the medication, there is a small increased risk of bleeding from the stomach, so we don't usually suggest taking ibuprofen or other kind of anti-inflammatory tablets with them. And if you do feel like you're getting a lot of tummy pain in the upper bit of your tummy, or you sort of go to the loo and your stool turns quite black or tarry, then you need to let us know. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Doc.
Okay, well, I usually do arrange to follow people up once you've started the tablets, at least within the next month. But if you felt your mood was particularly dark, you were turning very hopeless and you didn't know, where to turn, then we're happy to talk to you on the phone We can get urgent on-the-day appointments, or you can call the crisis team.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.